This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, September 24, and these are the headlines. The city government is monitoring 6 barangays for having high cases of COVID-19, said Dr. Michelle Sclosser, spokesperson of the city COVID-19 task force. Sclosser said barangays Baganihan, Dakudao, Dalag, New Valencia, Tagakpan, and Ubalde are identified as critical areas, prompting the city government to intensify the rolling out of the vaccination areas. In a related development, Sclosser also said the city government-owned Los Amigos Molecular Laboratory in Tumbok has resumed operations after undergoing disinfection. Sclosser said the laboratory had to undergo disinfection after several employees contracted COVID-19. She added that these employees have been placed under isolation. In other news, a new political party has endorsed the presidential bid of Mayor Sara Duterte as the filing of the certificates of candidacies starts next week. The city-based Partido ng Pilipino sa Pagbabago said in its primer that it has filed its application to become a national political party in February and is hoping that it will get the accreditation on or before October 1, the filing of candidacy for national positions. Chaired by businessman Leonardo Fernandez, the party is hoping that the mayor will change her mind and run for president even as she said that she is just seeking re-election. In business, Banco Central ng Pilipinas Governor Benjamin Jokno is confident that the proportion of non-performing loans or NPLs of Philippine banks to total loans will remain in single digit until next year despite the rising soured loans due to the pandemic. Jokno attributed the projected single-digit NPL ratio to banks' prudent credit risk management standards and the operationalization of the Financial Institution Strategic Transfer Act. In sports, world bantamweight sensation Naoya Inoue has been waiting in the sidelines as Filipino world champions Nonito Donaire Jr. and John Riel Casimero try to outdo each other to earn a bout with the Japanese. Both Filipinos, whose fight last month was cancelled, wanted to fight the Japanese in December, with Donaire eyeing a rematch while Casimero eyeing a bigger payday. Donaire, who has 4 belts, lost to the Japanese in their November 2019 face-off. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.